Report: Disney World suffers slowest September attendance in 4 years. By Warner Todd Houston on October 2, 2025. In September, Walt Disney World suffered its slowest three-week period in 4 years, according to reports. CrowdTracker data between August and September shows that wait times for rides dropped to 24 minutes, making the period through September the slowest since 2021, according to Fox News. Some park visitors have recently taken to social media to claim that Disney World was deserted during the period in question. One even called the park a ghost town and insisted that the crowds were so sparse there were no wait times to get on popular rides such as Space Mountain. In contrast, the state of Florida reports that overall tourism has increased this year over last year. The state says that 34.435 million people visited the Sunshine State between April and June, up from the 34.279 million during the same time period last year. While Florida may not be losing tourists, Disney World has already had more than just a slow September. The park also recorded its slowest June in more than a decade. Many have blasted Disney's resorts and theme parks for the obscene costs they impose on families. As Breitbart News reported, the company has been worried that high prices are starting to hurt the bottom line. The price of attending a Disney park has skyrocketed in recent years, with the typical price of a four-day stay inside the park rising by $1,000 between 2019 and 2024, a new study conducted by the Wall Street Journal showed. The vast majority of that increase, nearly 80%, comes from new charges for services that were once free, it added. In May, a father's video showing how much he had to pay out for a visit to Disney World went viral in May when viewers were shocked at the amount he shelled out for a day at the park. Under the leadership of Josh D'Amaro, who took over operations of Disney parks in 2020, Disney has spent a lot of energy wokening its parks, as well. For instance, the parks removed the phrase ladies and gentlemen because it wasn't inclusive enough. In another case, the parks took criticism for presenting men dressed in women's costumes at a children's Bibbidi Bobbidi boutique attraction. Disney Parks also spent millions retooling its long popular Splash Mountain and Jungle Cruise rides after left-wing activists called them racist. The company has spent years working overtime to infuse the radical transgender and LGBTQ agenda into everything it does for children, grooming them for the gay agenda in movies, TV shows, and at the company's theme parks. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.